In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome. It's Wednesday, November the 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We have an interesting show today. Yesterday, there was an intense cross-examination going back and forth between Congressman Jim Jordan and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, asking the Attorney General, why aren't you doing a special prosecution of what has come out about Uranium One, about what has come out about the dossier that was financed? That is the basis of the investigation from Robert Mueller. The fact that we have something that was funded by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, we now know that, has become the basis for search warrants, has become the basis for special prosecution. Aren't we going to investigate that? Well, Sessions says no. So we're going to play that for you. It's very amazing. We're also going to have on the show today Charles Ortel, who is an expert on the Clinton Foundation, to break some of this stuff down for us. We also have Scott Adams, the man who wrote Dilbert cartoons. He's just written a book, came out on Halloween, Win Bigly. This should be a huge interview. It's going to be very interesting. He looks at it, whether or not you're a Trump supporter, you should find this interview interesting, because what he does is he looks at the techniques of effective communication, what worked and what didn't. It'll make you either win yourself or it'll make you a wiser consumer of information as you go along. Of course, we're also going to have updates on what's going on with taxes on Capitol Hill. Rand Paul said the other day that he was, as he headed back after being attacked, he said, I'm going to introduce the idea that we get rid of the Obamacare mandate. That will save $300 billion right there, because the government has to subsidize some of those mandates. And that is now being talked about as a part of the package. That'd be a great thing, because let's not forget that Obamacare really doesn't provide any health care. What it does is it mandates that you buy health insurance. And then they said, well, that's not an unconstitutional mandate. That's simply a tax. So let's call it Obama tax. I think we did ourselves a disservice when we called it Obamacare. So we'll be talking about that as well. In the news today, we have a California gunman that has shot, has killed at least four people, wounded 14 others, including two children. He's now been identified somewhat. Police have not released his name, but based on the previous complaints, they have validated other people have his name. The mother has talked to the Associated Press, said that her son had been feeling frustrated by an ongoing feud with his neighbors. Sounds kind of like the Rand Paul situation. Good thing that guy didn't attack him with a gun, huh? The first two people killed were his neighbors, as a matter of fact. And the mother said she posted $160,000 bail for her son in January when he was charged with stabbing one of his neighbors. Police have declined to identify the shooter. They confirmed that it was the same man who was charged in the January assault. And we have an article from InfoWars today that's up on the Drudge Report. You know, yesterday they were telling everybody that Drudge is Russian propaganda. They were saying that, look, this proves it. He links to InfoWars. He links to RT. He links to Sputnik. But primarily, they focused on InfoWars. And now we have Senator Franken, Al Franken, demanding social media censorship over Russian collusion. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about the silence from media watchdogs looking at RT. We'll be talking about the war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. RT is saying it could send oil to $300 per barrel. Think about that. Do you hear that from the mainstream media? We've talked about this a great deal. As a matter of fact, yesterday we talked to Matt Bracken. He said the conditions that we're seeing in the Middle East, this Balkanized area, looks very much like the days just before World War One, and we don't really understand how devastating this is going to be. There's a lot of new weaponry that has come out since World War II. Look at how rapidly things changed during those wars, for example. Pretty much had a horrendous standoff on the Western Front during World War II, the trench warfare. But then during World War II, with the advent of bombers and the air war, they took it to the civilian population. It's going to come to America in a big way if we have this thing blow up in the Middle East. And Saudi Arabia is sitting right at the center of the powder keg. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. His ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Information has come out about the name of the shooter in California, Kevin Jason Neal. This is a man that the police say was feuding with his neighbors. His neighbors were the first people killed. He killed four people. He has wounded 14 others, including two children at an elementary school. He was on a deadly shooting rampage that targeted seven locations in the rural community, including the elementary school. This lasted for 45 minutes. And just to underscore the fact that as horrific as this is, and as we see these people who are mentally ill, we look at a couple of things that brings to mind, to me in the last couple of weeks. Number one, the issues with his neighbors. He was jailed back in January, says his mother. She bailed him out, $160,000. He stabbed one of his neighbors. Sounds kind of like the lunatic in Rand Paul's neighborhood, doesn't it? You know, we should not put, dismiss that as being not serious. That was a very serious attack. Rand Paul was seriously injured in that. So this guy attacks his neighbors, he's feuding with them, he stabs one of them, and then he goes on to start shooting people in this shooting rampage. And it goes on for a very long time because, you know, in California, people don't carry weapons. And that's the key issue. When you have to wait for the police to get there, they can't be everywhere. And if you're there and you have the ability and the training to protect yourself and to protect your other people, that is the best that we can hope for in a situation like this. In just the last couple of days, we've had the military say, we're going to accept people who are self-mutilating. We are going to accept people who have bipolar issues. This is an insane policy, folks. Absolutely insane. That you're going to bring those people in, you're going to give them training, you're going to teach them how to kill, and then you're going to unleash them on the community. Having a mental illness should be disqualifying for the military. I don't care what their recruitment goals are. That is an insane policy. Let's take a look at what's going on with censorship. It just keeps going. Yesterday we talked about the Washington Post attacking Matt Drudge, saying he's pushing Russian propaganda because, look, he pushes out InfoWars, RT, Sputnik, which is a left-leaning organization, as Lee Stranahan has pointed out. He does work for them. And we talked to Lionel yesterday, who appears on RT as a media and legal analyst from time to time, as does Larry King, as does Jesse Ventura, and as Lionel pointed out, Dolly Parton has been on there. Are we going to register Dolly Parton for being a foreign agent? But let's look at how this is proceeding. Because we had congressional hearings. We played this many times, where you have the guy, I want to call him McCarthy because it is McCarthyism. It was a different name, but he's pushing the Twitter executive for censorship. He says, look at this. I got an InfoWars story that was trending. Oh, well, we took that down, Congressman. Why did it stay up for so long? We're working on that. Let's talk about this privately. Well, they're not talking about it privately now. We got Senator Al Franken demanding social media censorship over Russian collusion. And this is an article from Jerome Corsi that was linked by Drudge. Good for Drudge. He's not taking this lying down. He knows that we have to have a free press. And he knows what is really behind these moves to censor the freedom of press. And as Corsi points out, advancing the Democrat Party's newfound McCarthyism over the theme of Russian collusion, Senator Al Franken offered an op-ed piece in The Guardian last week asking for government censorship over internet media content giants Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Because he's Al Franken, and you're not. Remember when he used to be funny? He's still a comedian, but he's not funny anymore when he makes these kinds of jokes about the Constitution. Franken appeared to be in overreaction mode to testimony that was given by legal counsel for Google, Facebook, and Twitter to the Senate Judiciary Committee back on October the 31st, in which each of the internet social media content giants reported statistics. And we're going to take a look at those statistics. Jerome Corsi breaks it down by Facebook, Twitter, Google, and you're going to see just how insignificant this is. But he comes out and he says he wrote this op-ed piece for The Guardian, and Al Franken said last week's hearings demonstrated that these companies may not be up to the challenge that they've created for themselves. Well, actually, they were created by the CIA and InQtel. Their venture capital fund helped to get these companies on the road because they wanted this to happen. They wanted this to happen. They're not going to be able to come in, as I've said before, and pass a law. It's pretty clear. And there does not a lot of wiggle room, even in today's climate, where we have the Supreme Court come in and say, well, we'll interpret that for you as if it's written in some kind of a foreign language. It's not. It says, Congress shall make no law, abridging the free exercise of religion or free speech. Make no law. Okay? So they're going to have a hard time getting around that, but they don't have to. They can create these structures. And as I've said before, it's exactly what I have seen working for a third party at the state level. They make you jump through all kinds of hoops that the Republicans and Democrats don't have to go to get on the ballot. And after you spend most of your money as a third party going through that ballot exercise, getting everything on there, you get on, you're not allowed to be in the debates. Why? Because they have turned the debates over to an independent third party. And they can say, look, we don't run the debates. The debates are run by the Press Association of this state. That's what we would see. And so the Press Association gets to decide who they think are serious candidates. Being on the ballot doesn't make you a serious candidate. And you're not allowed to participate in the political discussion even. So they will decide. We're not deciding. We're not the government. We're not suppressing your freedom of speech. It's the people that we have put in place that will suppress your speech. That's the way that they do this. That's the kind of fascist approach that they take, using surrogate corporations, using surrogate political organizations to suppress free speech. That's the way they do it. And that's what they are doing now. And that's what Franken is begging for. Understand that in the past, you know, we look at Hollywood, we talk about how corrupt Hollywood is. In the days of silent films, it was rampantly corrupt. They had orgies that they were filming and putting out to the public. In the days of silent films. And people were outraged. And so the government came in and said, well, you can either police yourself or we will come in and do it. So we got the MPAA code. And that lasted. The studios had a lot of power over that. They enforced that code until you started having independent filmmakers in the 60s and 70s start to take over the business. And then they said, well, you know, we're not going to pay any attention to that code. And they very quickly changed things. So they have used this against movies. They used it against comic books. The early days of comic books, the Joker was murdering people left and right. By the time I was reading comic books as a kid, it was pretty sanitized. Nobody was ever killed. That was because of the comic book code. So you have different ways that they have used other organizations to enact censorship. They have ways to get around this without passing a law because the text is very explicit on this. Now, Michael Snyder, who we've interviewed many times and also writes articles here that we carry at InfoWars, on endoftheamericandream.com, he pointed out these are very ominous words that are being used. Now, Franken is talking about propaganda, misinformation, hate speech. Who gets to define those terms? Oh, well, that would be Senator Al Franken, because he's Al Franken and you're not. That was his tagline when he was on Saturday Night Live. And he goes on and says, when you start regulating speech, you cross a very dangerous line. And that's the point. They're not going to exactly regulate it. They're going to pressure these organizations into doing it. So Dr. Corsi in this article takes a look at it and says, what does the evidence show? Let's take a look at Facebook, for example. He says with Facebook, they've identified Internet Research Agency, IRA, a Russian company located in St. Petersburg. That would be Russia, not Florida. they spent approximately $100,000 on more than 3,000 Facebook and Instagram ads between June 2015 and August 2017. That's over a two-year period. Who needs to spend billions of dollars to run for president, as Barack Obama did? Why do you need to buy TV ads for that kind of money when you can just spend $100,000 distributed over 2 years and win the election? You can hack the election. Just a few Facebook ads. We're going to take a look at what a minuscule amount of media impressions that amounts to when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, November the 15th, 2017. We're going to get back to the efforts by the Democrats to censor the internet, to censor social media. They're not content with economic censorship. They're not content with directly taking away people's ability to monetize YouTube videos, certain channels, or suppressing viewership. They're going to try to force Twitter and others to do what they were voluntarily doing. I mean, we talked about in these congressional hearings, this is something that Al Franken doesn't talk about. The fact that we had a hashtag, hashtag DNC leaks. Over 500,000 people were tweeting about the contents of what we found out. The fact that we found out long before Donna Brazile admitted it in her book, we found out that they had rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. It was pretty obvious, but the detail of corruption was not obvious. Everybody was talking about the superdelegates and how she had all that sewed up. She had already bought the Democrat Party, and that has come out. And that came out after she said it with her book, and people were pushing back against that somewhat. There was an internal leak from a disgruntled staffer inside the DNC saying, look, here's the memo. She's telling the truth. So as we were trying to tell you what the actual content was, they created this diversion, said it wasn't an internal leak. It was the Russians who hacked the election. And Twitter participated in that by shutting down 50% of the over 500,000 tweets just about that one hashtag. And then when the Podesta emails came out, they shut down a quarter of those. They've been doing in-kind contributions to the Democrat Party, and nobody has called them on it or asked them to do something about that. Nevertheless, we now have these Democrats like Al Franken saying, we want you to do more. We still got InfoWars that's being passed around. So that's the level of this attack. They're calling us out by name. We really do appreciate you standing with us. And I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have. That's the way that we fund this operation. We know that we're going to get boycotted by individuals if we take a controversial stand. If we stand on something because we believe that it's true and talk about it, they will boycott us. You see that happen to other people and you see them turn around, don't you? After Keurig and others pulled their sponsorship from Sean Hannity, people stood behind him and said, start smashing their Keurig coffee machines. Sean Hannity said, well, Roy Moore's got 24 hours to explain this or he's done. Really? You have that authority to say that? Sorry. You, Mitch McConnell, none of the people have that authority. It may be a difficult situation, may be a difficult line to toe, but we need to take a look at what the truth is here, no matter how painful it is and no matter how much it costs us. You know, when you start trading your influence on a particular subject, you say, I could do a lot of good if I don't lose my audience here. Let me just keep my audience and I'll compromise on this. That is when you lose it. Because once you do that, you just keep doing it down the road. And that's what Roy Moore would not do. Isn't that interesting? The guy who would not compromise on these controversial issues. He knew everybody was going to hate him. He even knew they were going to remove him from office twice as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. And after they moved him the first time, he ran again, and the people of Alabama elected him a second time. Does that sound like somebody who would do these types of things? It sounds like somebody that the establishment in Washington doesn't want to have in Washington, doesn't it? Sounds to me like they'll do anything to keep a person like that out. We'll talk about that later in the show. But let's talk about how you can support us and how you can support your health. And we really do appreciate you supporting us with the products that we sell at InfoWars. Real quickly, I'll run down the list of items here that we still have at 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have Biome Defense. That's our probiotic formula, 50% off with free shipping. We have Z-Shield. That is a new one that we've added to this because we had to remove some of them because they sold out Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the apparel we had to remove from the sale list. But we've added Z-Shield, and we have dropped it to 50% off plus free shipping. That helps to helps your body to rid toxic metal and chemicals. And we also have Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off, free shipping. And we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. DNA Force, 25% off. Secret 12, our Vitamin B12 formula, 50% off. Those are all with free shipping. We really appreciate your support. That's what keeps us independent. Let's go back and take a look at the statistics in this story that you'll find on the Drudge Report from Jerome Corsi here on InfoWars. He looks at the evidence of Russian influence. Did they really have enough influence to turn the election? I just read for you in the last segment, Facebook. They spent $100,000 over a period of 2 years, and they had 3,000 Facebook and Instagram ads over a two-year period. You think that turned the election for people? Maybe that's why nobody's buying TV ads. Jeb Bush spent a $150 million war chest trying to stop Donald Trump. And Donald Trump went to Twitter said, well, I'm not going to, and just went directly to the people. But he had other tactics that he did. But I don't think that these 3,000 Facebook ads that they spent $100,000 for, that didn't turn the election. I don't think Twitter did either. Twitter identified 36,746 accounts that generated automated election-related content. So they said, that looks like something that could be this Russian collusion. Well, there certainly are bots. We don't know if they're Russian or not. But what did these nearly 37,000 automated accounts do? Well, they accounted for 1/100 of a percent. 0.012% of the total accounts of Twitter at the time. The tweets that they put out, sounds like a lot. They had 1.4 million tweets, but if you look at what a percentage it was of the overall election-related tweets, it was only 0.75%. If you look at those 1.4 million tweets, they received only 1/3 of a percent of impressions about the election. Okay, and yet, as I mentioned, Twitter themselves suppressed 1/2 of the tweets about the DNC leaks. They suppressed 25% of the tweets about the Podesta emails. So this is absolutely. Let's take a look at Google. Okay, that's the big three: Facebook, Twitter, Google. Google even less. Google reported finding only 2 accounts during the election cycle that appear to be engaged in suspicious activity. These 2 accounts spent approximately $4,700 in commercials. to influence this. And they said they found 18 channels on YouTube with about 1,100 videos. Does that sound like a lot? Well, they said these videos mostly had low view counts. Only 3% of them had more than 5,000 views. And they accounted for only 43 hours of YouTube content. There are 400 hours of content uploaded every minute on YouTube. And all of this government collusion represented 43 hours total, less than 1/10 of what is uploaded every minute on YouTube. But this is the basis for which Al Franken wants to control the media. Let's take a look at what's going on with RT, of course. They're being attacked, just like we are. Talked to Lionel yesterday about that. And they're saying, we're not seeing anything from watchdogs and the press that are supposed to be defending freedom of speech. They talked to the U.S. Press Association and said, well, we don't know anything enough about this to even comment. They talked to representatives on freedom of media, the OSCE, and they said, well, we just have found out about this, the fact that the U.S. government is making you register. And the National Union of Journalists in the U.K. and Ireland said, we only comment on domestic issues, and on and on. And that's the way they're passing the buck. Meanwhile, as I pointed out, the war that is cooking up in the Middle East may send oil to over $300 per barrel. Right now, it's in the mid-50s. It's been lower than that for the last year. Is that something that should be reported? Well, the mainstream media isn't, but RT reported that.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
You know, there was an interesting article that came out yesterday. It started talking about anti-sexual harassment training in the House. Wow. Gee. Are they virtue signaling in the wake of everything that's happening with Judge Roy Moore? These guys are saying, we would never do something like that. And, of course, one congresswoman has pointed out, well, actually, they do quite a bit, and we've got not only pervasive sexual harassment, she said, on Capitol Hill, but there's been $15 million in taxpayer money paid out to cover these crimes by congressmen. Is this something that we'd be surprised about? Remember Dennis Hastert? Remember the guy who was the longest-serving Speaker of the House for the Republicans? This is a guy who was picked because he was a pedophile rapist. I said yesterday, I tweeted out, I said, if Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all of these virtue-signaling Republicans really believed these charges against Roy Moore, they would have given him $30 million instead of spending $30 million to stop him. They're scared to death of him. I don't think they believe it. And if you look at what they're doing in terms of saying, well, we're going to shut him down by doing this, we're going to expel him by doing that, we're going to run another candidate, we're going to put a write-in candidate, maybe we're going to have Trump fire Sessions as Attorney General and have him run All these desperate measures because they don't believe that he is a pedophile rapist, and they don't believe that the Alabama voters believe that either. As I said, these are the people that are now virtue signaling because I think they don't want people to remind them about Dennis Hastert, a guy who was a wrestling coach, a guy that many individuals knew that he was a pedophile rapist as a wrestling coach. The Republican Party handpicked him and groomed him and ran him up the ladder of power and kept him there for a very long time. They want somebody that they can get dirt on. That's why they would select somebody like Dennis Hastert. They want somebody that is controllable. Somebody like Luther Strange, the compliant puppet lobbyist that they did everything to keep in and spent so much money. I pointed out yesterday, the Republican Senate Leadership Committee has spent 150 times more money opposing conservative Republicans like Roy Moore and Mo Brooks than they have opposing Democrat candidates for Senate. 150 times more opposing conservative Republicans than they do opposing liberal Democrats. Because if you get conservative Republicans in, guess what? Mitch McConnell loses his coveted leadership seat, whether or not they have more than 50 Republicans in the Senate. They'll have a different, if they have got a Republican majority, he won't be the leader. So this is an existential fight for Mitch McConnell. It was made clear. We knew right after the election in the primary, we had Bob Corker come out, didn't we? He dropped out of running again for office the very next day after Roy Moore won. And it energized those of us who wanted to get the corrupt establishment out of Washington. Bob Corker is somebody that we've talked about for a very long time here at InfoWars. Jerome Corsi wrote article after article about how this was the guy who was making a lot of money from Obamacare. He wanted to stay in there. And now we've got Bob Corker, who has taken on Trump, taken the lead on attacking Trump because he's not going to be running again. Now he's saying we have to hold hearings to probe Trump's authority over nuclear weapons. As Breitbart points out, this is not something that's even been talked about for over 40 years. But now he's talking about this. Why? Because this is the deep state, and they're using the same tactics against Roy Moore that they used against Donald Trump. But let's take a look at what's going on with the sexual harassment. Again, $15 million, the lady who was talking about, the congresswoman, her name is Spear. And she said, taxpayers should have a right to know about these settlements. Yeah, you should have a right to know about insider trading, but you don't have a right to either to even know about that or to stop it when it's done by these congresspeople. That's Jackie Spear. She's a Democrat from California talking to Chuck Todd, who, by the way, had said, wow, these reactions from the Republican establishment, Mitch McConnell and others, looks to be orchestrated, doesn't it? Look at this where they come out, and you got people like Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney say the seriousness of these charges means that he should just step down. Did they ever say that about Bob Menendez, who was on trial for bribery, for corruption, for money laundering, for having underage teenage prostitutes? No, they never said that. Mitch McConnell, you never had Mitt Romney say the same things that he said about Roy Moore. I get the Mitts and the Mitches mixed up. Mitt Romney said, you don't get the presumption of innocence in politics. Well, if that's the case, then they should have expelled Bob Menendez already, right? I mean, he's having a trial where the juror said, what is a senator? First question. Yeah, that's Jeopardy for you right there. And then you have Susan Collins, who's also calling on Roy Moore to step aside. Let me tell you something about Susan Collins. Remember when we had the impeachment of Bill Clinton? And there were two charges that came out of the House that went to the Senate for the Senate to do the trial and have the vote. Susan Collins voted against both of the charges against Bill Clinton that would have impeached him. One of them was obstruction, and the other one was perjury. He was subsequently disbarred for perjury, but she wouldn't vote against Bill Clinton for perjury. The one that came very close, even closer than perjury, to get him out was obstruction. And that was 50-50. Susan Collins could have impeached Bill Clinton for obstruction and for perjury, but she declined. But she wants Roy Moore to step aside immediately. That should tell you something about the accusations. It should tell you something about the accusations that we have the Wall Street Journal writing story after story after story. The never Trumpers, the people who are totally opposed to every aspect of the Trump agenda, the globalists who do not want to see anything shaken up. That's the Wall Street Journal. So where are these charges coming from? You know, it's interesting. Rush Limbaugh had a comment about this latest Gloria Allred accuser, I mentioned the fact that I thought it was odd that they put her out there as a Republican and a Trump supporter. So naturally, she would go to Gloria Allred, who nearly cost Trump the election. You know, you had the Bush tapes that came out, where you have the locker room talk from Donald Trump. It was very vulgar. It was very believable. He'd never been in an election before. Roy Moore's been in four, well, counting the primary, he's been five elections that he's been in. And this is Trump's first election. People just getting to know him. He'd run a beauty contest. He'd had three wives. He had this comment that he had made off the record to Billy Bush. And then Gloria Allred comes in for the kill. Gloria Allred comes in with Summer Zervos. I played that clip for you yesterday. And if they had not found the email where she was begging them to come to her place of business to publicize this, this former person who had been at The Apprentice and said, well, 10 years ago, this happened, and he went full Bill Clinton on me. If they hadn't had that email, I think that might have been the kill shot. Gloria Allred, same thing, coming in for the kill shot against Roy Moore. And Rush Limbaugh looked at this and he goes, well, she said she was locked in the car in 1977. Did they have child locks there where you could push a button and people couldn't unlock the door over on that side? No, that didn't come in until several years later, the early to mid 80s that happened. And my wife mentioned this to me, and I said, you know, we went to a couple of old car shows, vintage car shows, last two weekends. And we're looking at all these cars. I'm even talking to my son about it. Look at these door locks. You don't see door locks like that anymore, the posts that are right there by your shoulder. We pull up. Every car had the door locks there. And it wasn't a common thing to have electric locks. And nobody put the locks in different locations. They were always there, right there by your shoulder. And they didn't have child locks until well after this alleged event. And so I thought that was an interesting observation. But as they're going through this, he says, so it might be safe to assume, says Rush Limbaugh, that the door she was sitting next to, she could have unlocked unless Roy Moore had put in a special custom lock called the female anti-escape lock on the passenger side of the front of the seat of his car. Well, she says she was being overpowered. His hands were around her neck. Isn't that right? And so what we're seeing in this latest Gloria Allred narrative is we're seeing the Bill Clinton version of Roy Moore, because in the Washington Post, they gave us two other versions. They said, well, we've got a 40-year-old virgin version of Roy Moore, this kind of shy guy who's never been around girls, and he's trying to date women who are younger than him. He's got the approval of their parents, the encouragement of their parents. And then we've also got the shy pedophile. So which is it? Is it the shy pedophile? Is it the 40-year-old virgin? Or is it the Bill Clinton rapist, Roy Moore? Or is it maybe the one that everybody's known for 40 years? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, November the 15th, 2017. I got a couple more remarks I want to make about this race in Alabama. Judge Roy Moore and others. And then we're going to get into what happened with the former senator of Alabama, who's now attorney general, that this election is about replacing him. That is Jeff Sessions, who was in Congress yesterday. There was a very heated exchange between Jim Jordan and Jeff Sessions that I think you need to hear. And we're going to comment on that as we play that video for you. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have extended and a couple of things that we have added to the sales that we began last week and the 1 year anniversary of the election of President Trump and the defeat of Hillary Clinton. Thanks to you. Thanks to the ability of InfoWars and others to have a free press that they're now trying to stop in every way possible, either through economic censorship or through censorship through their proxies, through the Democrat proxies of Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others. That's what they're trying to enact. But to keep us independent and to help your health, we've got several specials still running. 50% off plus free shipping. Let me just list some of the items here. You can see these, find out more about them. If you don't know about these products, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the reviews. These are some of our more popular products, however, and we've now deeply discounted them to 50% off plus shipping. Biome Defense, our popular probiotic formula. Z-Shield, our toxic metal and chemical defense formula. Caveman, true paleo formula. That is a drink mix that has chaga mushrooms and a lot of other things that help with a paleo diet. That is 50% off plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take a baseline of essential vitamins and minerals, 50% off with free shipping. We have Super Blue Fluoride-Free Mouthwash, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. It's a liquid. You just put it under your tongue. Has the same effect as a B12 shot, and you don't have to get those painful, expensive shots. All of that, 50% off with free shipping. If you haven't tried those products, it's a great time to do that. And if you've tried them, you like them, you find they work for you, you can stock up right now, 50% off with free shipping. Big sale that has been extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's take a look at some of the stuff that's coming out here. As I said before, they're now talking about, well, we got to do something about educating people about sexual harassment in Congress. Well, you know, we understand where this is going. We understand where the money is. We've had the GOP establishment. It's being controlled by Mitch McConnell. This is an existential race for him. His political career is on the line, and he will do anything to save his political career, including spending $235,000 a day to defeat conservative Republicans that he doesn't like in Alabama so he can get a lobbyist that is going to be friendly and do exactly as he's told by Mitch McConnell. They spend nothing to oppose the Democrats. And as we look at what they're saying that they're going to put in Jeff Sessions as a write-in alternative. The RNC has cut off funds to Roy Moore, and it just goes on and on. We understand what this battle is. And I have to tell you, when I look at Roy Moore's history and the two controversial decisions that got him removed from office, it does not look like the guy that they're portraying. You know, we've got his bodyguard, who Chuck Norris says is the best kickboxer on the planet. He was a bodyguard and trainer for Roy Moore during this time and has known him since. He said, this is nothing at all like the Roy Moore that I knew, what is being portrayed in the media. And as I said before, we got three different versions. We got the 40-year-old virgin that's in the Washington Post, as well as the shy pedophile who backs off once he is confronted by a minor. Those don't seem to be consistent. As well as now this latest Gloria Allred accusation, which says that he's a violent Bill Clinton predator. And that was 2 years before he became a shy pedophile and started approaching women with the permission of their parents and so forth. You know, I've known a lot of people when I was in engineering that were fully into college. You know, they're going through engineering curriculum and there's no women. And at least at that time, there's no women in the engineering college to speak of. There's like one or two, but not many. And they didn't really have time to pursue women either. I met my wife when I was 18. So fortunately, I didn't have that issue. But they go through engineering college. They get out. They go to work. As an engineer, again, it's all men, mostly. And these guys are not the kind of guys that hang out in bars. They're not the kind of guys who are, have got all these slick pickup lines. And it was very, very difficult for them. I really felt sorry for them. And I was very close to being that way myself. I was pretty much a nerd. If my wife hadn't found me, I would probably be in an awkward situation like that as well. I've seen people like this. I mean, Roy Moore goes to West Point. He goes to the military. He comes out. He's got his law career. And then it's like, well, you know, I want to get married. But most of the women my age are married. Many of them, some of them that are available, they're divorced with kids or whatever. So he's looking at women that are young. He eventually married a younger woman. To me, that is the likely scenario. But you have to make up your mind. They're trying to try him in the court of public opinion, but they do not want the voters to be the jury. And the voters should be the jury. But let's talk about some of these things that he did and how that is not consistent with the kind of person that they're trying to portray. The fact that he would lose his political office. Can you imagine Mitch McConnell or any of these Republicans like Susan Collins or any of these people like Bob Corker, can you imagine them going to the mat over a principle and getting kicked out because of that? Not in a million years. Not in a million years. These are the kind of people that have no principles. And when we look at this, the thing that scares a lot of people about Roy Moore is the fact that he had the Ten Commandments was the first issue. And he put that there as a monument to remind people that the legal foundation of our society began with Christianity and Judaism, okay, the Judeo-Christian Bible. That did not establish Christianity and Judaism as the official religion. And we have to understand there's a big difference between the exercise of religion, recognizing sources of religion, and establishing it. What he was saying was he wasn't establishing Christianity. What he was saying, he was recognizing the truth that the principles of Christianity had established this government. Do you understand the difference of that? Do you know what real establishment is? Do you know why we have the First Amendment? It's because as people fled Europe and came here, it was mainly to escape religious persecution. And what they did in the various states, they set up different churches. Rhode Island was Baptist and Maryland was Catholic and so forth. And they would require you, in some cases, to even attend church, but in most cases, you would pretty much all of them, you would have to contribute money to that official state church. And so because you had all these different states that had all these different religions, they didn't want a central government that was going to impose, let's say, if the people from Maryland took over, they didn't want their Catholicism imposed on the Baptists in Rhode Island or vice versa. So they said the central government will not establish a religion. They will not force us to have a state religion and pay for that. And understand that when the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791, we still had state churches that went on in the case of Connecticut for another 27 years. It wasn't until 1818 that Connecticut stopped forcing people to pay and attend their state church. In Massachusetts, of all places, it went even longer. It went to 1834. That was 43 years after the First Amendment. There was an official state church in Massachusetts because the First Amendment is about what the federal government can do. And so in that environment, you have the situation over gay marriage. That concerns a lot of people. Understand, nobody in America is going to go back to the days of Oscar Wilde, who were starting to lock people away in jail because of what they do with a consenting adult. Nobody is promoting that. That is what the left is trying to push out there, get people afraid of. But that's not the situation. These same people embrace Islam, where that is happening, where they're throwing people off of, they're not putting them in jail, they're throwing them off of buildings if they find that they're homosexual. But that wasn't the issue there. Honest liberals who support gay marriage looked at the Supreme Court decision and said they are usurping an authority that they do not have. If you'll continue to allow and never step up and oppose this creeping federal usurpation over everything in our life, then we're going to wind up with a lawless dictatorship, and we're pretty darn close to it. We're just about there. We're just about there in every aspect. And so I've talked to liberals who said, no, I support gay marriage, but this is the wrong way to do it. It needs to be done on a state-by-state basis. And what Roy Moore was saying was, we have in the Alabama Constitution a definition of marriage, and we have these laws in Alabama, and the Supreme Court doesn't have any jurisdiction over those laws because of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and he stood on that principle, and they threw him out as Chief Justice a second time. That's the kind of guy they don't want in Washington. Remember Chuck Todd saying he thinks that our rights come from God, that we have natural rights. You know what? If you don't accept that, you're going to wind up having a government that is God, and you're going to have tyrants who act as if they're God. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all. Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at some of the news here before we move on. And actually kind of related to this first story I've got about slavery actually still happening. They still have slave auctions that are going on in, I think it's 9 different cities in Libya. And they actually videotaped one of these. A guy is being auctioned off for the equivalent of $800. Now, these are black people that are migrating. These are migrants trying to get into Europe from sub-Saharan Africa. And we look at the emails. We go back to some of the emails that came out with Hillary Clinton. And they were saying, we got these foreigners coming in and they're going to be shooting them and so forth. And they didn't do anything about that. They knew who the foreigners were. They were easily identified. They were black, much darker skinned than the people there in Libya. But now what they're doing is they have these Nigerians who are trying to go north and get into Europe. They've been captured. They've been auctioned. One of the videos said, it said we witnessed a dozen people go under the hammer in the space of 6 or 7 minutes. And the guy's saying, does anybody need a digger? This is a digger, a big, strong man. He'll dig. What am I bid? What am I bid? And so they get up to the point of $800. See, they don't want you to do anything about slavery. We talked about how just with what they call white slavery, because that's a sexual slavery, capturing minors and selling them into slavery versus what has typically been done. And this is still going on. This was the basis of the slave trade. You would have black Africans who'd be captured by Arabs, Muslims, sold to the British, who would then ship them to America and so forth. And then the Americans who would keep them for agricultural use. That was the original slave trade, and a lot of that is still happening. What has changed about that? Well, the part about the British shipping them and selling them and about the Americans using them as slave labor here. But the rest of it is still going on. And there are more people under slavery, if you count those who are kidnapped and used as sex slaves, than ever before. And yet, what do we have? We've got Black Lives Matter and the liberals focusing on the history of slavery, exclusively in America, even though every civilization, including the Native Americans who were here, had slaves. Focusing strictly on white European slavery. Well, the interesting thing is that it was Christians who stopped that. It was William Wilberforce who said, wait a minute, we're calling ourselves Christians. We can't do this to people. And it was on the basis of Christianity, just as I was talking in the last segment about Roy Moore saying, here's the basis of our civilization today. It comes from the Bible, and he called people to that. Well, they want to take down those monuments, and they want to take down the monuments of the people that laid down the foundations of our civilization. That's what they're trying to do, and they don't want to do anything about the current problems. See, if they keep you fighting about what happened in the past, then you're not going to do anything to help people in the present. You're going to have a civil war. You're going to have a revolution. That's what Black Lives Matter. That's what George Soros wants. As a matter of fact, we got a clip of Nigel Farage, and we'll play that for you coming up, where he says the person that you need to be looking at is George Soros, not the Russians. He's the guy who is throwing the elections under. It's just absolutely amazing when I look at what the Republicans are doing, spending all of this money. Don't ever give a dime to the Republican National Committee. Don't give a dime to the Senate leadership or the Republican House Committee. Don't give any money to them. They're simply going to spend it to defeat conservative Republicans who believe in the rule of law, who believe that our rights come from God, that we have natural rights. If you don't believe in God, you should still support natural rights. In the Libertarian Party, I knew a lot of people who didn't support God, but they supported the principles of natural rights that were laid out in our Constitution. If you don't support that, then you are supporting a secular religion that is going to feed a tyranny of a person, as I said, we're closing, who believes he's God. That was the principle of the Declaration of Independence. That was what Chuck Todd couldn't believe, that Roy Moore said that. And it was Joe Biden who came after Clarence Thomas, another man who was attacked, I believe, unjustly. came after Clarence Thomas and said, "You believe in natural rights? That disqualifies you as a Supreme Court judge." I think Mitch McConnell thinks that disqualifies people from being senator as well.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, November 15th. I want to move on to what happened yesterday in congressional hearings. We had Jeff Sessions and a very intense back and forth with Jim Jordan. And in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Charles Ortel, a guy who knows a great deal about Clinton Foundation and the corruption on that. He's an expert on that. But I want you to hear the back and forth between Jim Jordan. Well, the guy was absolutely and totally on fire. Before we go to that, real quickly, I mentioned that Nigel Farage clip. Julian, can you pull that up? Video clip number 5. I want to play that because Nigel Farage was talking about it. He said, you know, if you wanted to know who the real meddler was in the election, it's George Soros. Why aren't we talking about that? Can you play that now? All right, let's do that.
Mr. Farage, 2.5 minutes.
Thank you. As Mr. Moscovici said at the start of this, the leak of all these papers and lists of people with offshore holdings has come about because of the Society of Investigative Journalists. But what's not been said this morning, and I think is relevant, is that the funding of these investigations came from one George Soros. Now, I say this at a time, I'm going to come back to so what, and it may have some personal interest for you as well. I say this at a time when the use of money and the influence it may have had on the Brexit result or the Trump election has reached a level of virtual hysteria. Just last week, the Electoral Commission in the UK launched an investigation to find out whether the Leave campaign took offshore money or Russian money. This came about as a result of questions asked in the House of Commons by one Ben Bradshaw, somebody linked to an organisation called Open Society. I just wonder, when we're talking about offshore money, when we're talking about political subversion, when we're talking about collusion, I wonder whether we're looking in the wrong place. And I say
look
that because
society,
George Soros recently gave Open Society, his organisation, which of course campaigns for free movement of peoples and supports supranational structures like the European Union, he recently gave it $18 billion. And his influence here and in Brussels is truly extraordinary. Open Society boast that they had 42 meetings last year with the European Commission. They've even published a book of reliable friends in the European Parliament. And there are 226 names on that list, including yours, sir. I thought you'd find this interesting. We even had last week
Mr. the guy who said, so what? Yeah, he's one of the guys on the list.
Soros at the Conference of Presidents in a battle that is going on with Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. If we're going to have a debate and we're going to talk about full political and financial transparency, well, let's do it. So I should be writing today to all 226 of you, asking some pretty fair questions. Have you ever received funds directly or indirectly from Open Society?
Ooh.
How many of their events
they don't like
have
that
you attended? Could you please give us a list of the meetings of all the representatives, including George Soros yourself, and I think this Parliament should now set up a special committee to look into all of this. And I say that because I fear we could be looking at the biggest level of international political collusion in history.
Wow. You know what? I had a thought as I was watching that. And remember the early days before Brexit, and you had Nigel Farage, who would go to the European Parliament and call them out, just as you just saw him do there with these people and their Soros connections. You know, if Roy Moore was in the Senate, he would be analogous to Nigel Farage in the European Parliament. It would be something to behold. And he talks about the fact that George Soros gives $18 billion to the Open Society to manipulate elections, versus the fact that Al Franken got his panties in a wad about Facebook getting $100,000 worth of ads. Okay, you understand, we're talking about thousands of times more money that's involved here. But let's talk about the back and forth with Representative Jim Jordan and Attorney General Sessions. Let's play video number one. This is the longer exchange here, and just leave me live. I'll talk about this as we go.
Mr. Attorney General, did the FBI pay Christopher Steele?
Where am I?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier?
Those are matters you'll have to direct to the, I think, maybe the special counsel.
Don't you think he'd be interested in this?
I'm just asking if someone...
Well, I'm not able to reveal internal investigatory matters here that's under the investigation of anybody, but particularly, I think...
This happened in the summer of 2016. We know the Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee, paid through a law firm, Fusion GPS, to produce the dossier. We know the author was Christopher Steele. It's been reported that he was on the payroll of the FBI. I'm just wanting to know if, in fact, that is the case.
I'm not able to provide an answer to you.
Did the FBI present the dossier to the FISA court?
I'm not able to answer that.
Hold it a second there. Hold it right there. Yeah, you know, later on, keep listening to this, because you're going to hear Jeff Sessions come back around and say, you know, we got a great director at the FBI. You think he's going to investigate the FBI? You think the FBI is going to investigate the FBI? I mean, we're going to have people like Jim Jordan get involved in this. Congress is going to have to do this because Jeff Sessions has taken a powder. It's absolutely shameful to listen to this back and forth. But let's go back to this because I want you to hear it for yourself. This is the back and forth between Jim Jordan coming back with fact after fact after fact that have been admitted, been exposed, documents have been out there. Well, I don't know anything about that. I'm going to turn this over to I don't have anything to do with it. I can't be involved in this, from Jeff Sessions. Let's go back to this.
Do you know if the FBI did the established process protocol in evaluating claims made in the dossier?
I'm not able to answer that.
On January 6th,
he's supposed to be overseeing the FBI.
Then FBI Director James Comey briefed President-elect Trump up in New York about the dossier. Shortly thereafter, the fact that that meeting took place and the subject of the meeting was the dossier was leaked to CNN. Do you know who leaked that information?
I do not.
Are you investigating who leaked that information?
That would be a matter within the investigatory
somebody else.
Powers.
Not
of
my
the
job, he said.
Special counsel.
You said you got
Department
a number of investigations
Justice.
Going on, Mr. Attorney General, regarding leaks. Is that likely one of those that you're investigating?
I'm not able to reveal the existence of investigations or not.
Mr. Attorney General, I appreciate your service in the Senate. I appreciate your service at the Justice Department. Consider you a friend. And frankly, I appreciate yesterday's letter saying you were considering appointing a special counsel that you sent to us. But my concern is we sent you a letter 3.5 months ago asking for a second special counsel. And if you're now just considering it, what's it going to take to get a special counsel? We know that
a different attorney general.
We know that former FBI Director James Comey misled the American people in the summer of 2016 when he called the Clinton investigation a matter. It's obviously an investigation. We know FBI Director Comey was drafting an exoneration letter before the investigation was complete. We know Loretta Lynch, one day before the Benghazi report came out, 5 days before Secretary Clinton was scheduled to be interviewed by the FBI, met with former President Bill Clinton on a tarmac in Phoenix. We know after that meeting, when she was corresponding with public relations people at the Justice Department, She was using the name Elizabeth Carlisle. You know, as I've said before, it seems to me if you're just talking golf and grandkids, you can probably use your real name. We know that Mr. Comey publicized the investigation, and we know he made the final decision on whether to prosecute or not.
That's right.
And then when he gets fired, he leaks a government document through a friend to the New York Times, and what was his goal? To create momentum for a special counsel, and of course it can't just be any special counsel. It's got to be Bob Mueller, his best friend, his predecessor, his mentor. The same Bob Mueller who was involved, we've now learned, in this whole investigation with the informant regarding Russian businesses wanting to do business in the uranium business here in the United States regarding the Uranium One deal. So I guess my main question is, what's it going to take, if all that, not to mention the dossier information, what's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
And is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual.
Oh, we don't know. Not my job. All that corruption and he can't be bothered. Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that pathetic? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to an expert on the Clinton Foundation, Charles Ortel.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good or our toothpaste or our mouthwash or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmo Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. to defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we were just playing for you back and forth between Congressman Jim Jordan and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Will you appoint a special prosecutor to investigate what we've now learned about the Clinton Foundation? Two key things centering around both the suppression of evidence by Hillary Clinton and then Director Robert Mueller, who is the special prosecutor about Russian collusion. It's actually projecting, I think, their crimes on others. Will you appoint a special prosecutor to look into the fact that so much of this special prosecution has been predicated on a filthy fiction that was funded by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party that she owned, that she purchased? Are you going to take a look at that? That should be tainting the other special prosecution. And then we see that Jeff Sessions basically takes a powder. I thought it was interesting because on the Hill on Monday, you had essentially, and maybe it was too soon for him to do this, Jim Jordan said, we've been trying to get this done for a very long time, for months, as you just heard in that back and forth. And he went on CNN's New Day, and he said, it's amazing. Today, that was on Monday, we do an op-ed piece, and suddenly the Department of Justice has a come-to-Jesus moment, and now there's going to be a special counsel. At least they're talking about a special counsel. He said that on Monday. Maybe that didn't set too well with Jeff Sessions. Is he going to put his ego ahead of justice? Because yesterday, you heard him push back pretty hard on the idea of a special counsel. And let me just play this real short summary, and then we're going to go to Charles Ortel, who is a Clinton Foundation expert. But let me just play you this short summary of what they did. It's about a minute long. Let's go to video number two.
One fact, we know the Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee paid for, through the law firm, paid for the dossier. We know that happened. And it sure looks like the FBI was paying the author of that document, and it sure looks like a major political party was working with the federal government to then turn an opposition research document, the equivalent of some National Enquirer story, into an intelligence document, take that to the FISA court so that they could then get a warrant to spy on Americans associated with President Trump's campaign. That's what it looks like. And I'm asking you, doesn't that warrant, in addition to all the things we know about James Comey in 2016, doesn't that warrant naming a second special counsel, as 20 members of this committee wrote you 3.5 months ago asking you to do?
Well, Mr. Comey is no longer the director of the FBI.
Thank goodness.
We have an excellent man of integrity and ability in Chris Wray, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job, and I'm very happy
about
that.
He's not here today, Attorney General.
And I would say,
I'm asking for a special counsel.
The time of the gentleman.
And I would say, looks like is not enough basis to appoint a special counsel.
Oh, there you go. Now he's saying he's not going to do it. He said he was going to look into it. Then they took a victory lap, said, we wrote to him, now he's had a come-to-Jesus moment. Now he says, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Looks to me like a little bit of an ego involved there because it is not factually based to say that you're not going to have a special prosecutor. Joining us now is Charles Ortel. He is a private investigator and writer who's been exposing multinational and nonprofit fraud since 2007. So, of course, you'd be interested in the Clinton Foundation. checks off all of those boxes right there. Since early 2015, Charles has been investigating state, federal, and foreign filings of the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. So we wanted to talk to him about this Uranium One issue as well. He's a frequent contributor on television news. Going back to 2008, he's been on many TV and radio channels. You can find him, charlesortel.com, also on Twitter, at Charles Ortel. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ortel.
Please call me Charles. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Let's talk about, since you've been investigating these people for so long, and we had this very interesting exchange going back and forth with the people who are frustrated in Congress, saying there's a lot of evidence of corruption here. You've seen a lot of evidence of corruption here. What do you think about this, first of all, this back and forth, the fact that it's not going to be any special prosecutor?
I listened to much of the Sessions testimony, and you're right, in that clip that's what he said, but later he corrected himself to say that he's not going to prejudge a decision. Here, I think, you know, going way back to October 23rd, 1997, when this Clinton Foundation operated under the protection of the Clinton crime family while he was president, this thing has been a fraud from the inception. There's never been a valid audit, independent financial audit, which is required of a charity. That is obvious. It should have been obvious to James Comey and Robert Mueller when the Clinton Foundation was investigated from 2001 to 2004. And surprisingly, when in late August 2004, the team that had been on top of this and should have been able to see this obvious fraud decided to give it a pass. So it expanded and expanded and expanded. The real deal here is not necessarily just Uranium One. It's that when you have an unregulated presidential foundation with, you know, partisan hack trustees and partisan hack advisors, and no one checks how much money is actually sent towards it, it's a simple way to, you know, establish corruption in the guise of charity. That's the real scandal here. And today is a red letter day, November 15th, 2017. The Clinton Foundation is either going to compound their fraud by submitting more final tax forms for 2016, or they're going to fess up and beg for mercy. But we will know by midnight tonight what the story is.
Wow. Very interesting. Now, you just mentioned the date of 2004 and Mueller and Comey not really doing their job. And, of course, all this Uranium One stuff and everything, that happened, what was that? That was around 2009, 2010 that was percolating through there?
Yeah, and there's a red herring there. The red herring is, you know, the question of when Frank Giustra, the Canadian guy who got involved with Uranium One, when did he give money to the Clintons? When did he exit from Uranium One? That's all a red herring. Frank Giustra's contributions to the Clinton Foundation supposedly started in 2006, around $30 million, supposedly to fight HIV/AIDS, something for which the Clinton Foundation was never authorized. It has never been validly organized anywhere in the world, especially in Canada. They have never validly declared what the Clinton Foundation in New York was doing to control the Canadian and international operations of that joint venture. It is all wrong. They've had multiple leading experts, Simpson Thatcher, DLA Piper, Price Waterhouse, all sorts of people have been on the inside. I've never been on the inside. All the people I work with, all the evidence I see is plain as the nose on our faces. This has been a fraud for a long time, and a lot of people have been sending a lot of money towards the Clintons to either escape prosecution or gain the benefit of what the Clintons and their machine and the Obamas could do for them. This is, and now President Obama and his people seem to be emulating this behavior in the Crooked Obama Foundation.
That's right. They're going to create a big foundation. He's done everybody up one in terms of his library. I mean, he's spending $500 million on his Chicago library and then creating the Obama Foundation. Because, hey, it worked, didn't it, Charles?
Well, you see, and there, you know, it's very interesting. The presidential libraries and the subject of libraries in 2017, you know, most libraries today have gone digital. Why do you need to spend another $500 million on yet another big building in Chicago? And by the way, presidential libraries have to comply not simply with 501c3 statutes, but with the Presidential Libraries Act of 1955 as amended in 1986, with the Presidential Records Act of 1978. They filed forms when President Obama was president that were approved by the crooked IRS department then to say this was going to be a presidential library. And then after the fact, when they illegally started fundraising, they've changed their tune and say, no, we're not going to hold presidential records. You're not allowed.
Well, that is a red flag right there. We're talking to Charles Ortel. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a quick break. You know, they do have a big slide there, metaphorically a slippery slide. Michelle wanted that so people could snow sled. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Charles Ortel. He's a private investigator who, since 2015, has been investigating the Clinton Foundation. And he has found that he thinks it is perhaps the largest unprosecuted ongoing fraud in history. That's pretty strong words, but that's somebody who's been looking at this for 2 years. So we're going to get back to the facts that Charles Ortel has uncovered about this. Real quickly before we do, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We have extended free shipping and sales from our 34-hour broadcast last week, and we've added a couple of items. We've added Z-Shield, which protects you from toxic metal and chemical pollution in your food and drinks. That is now 50% off plus free shipping. Our probiotic formula, Biome Defense 50, is still on sale, 50% off plus free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula,
Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Both of those, 50% off with free shipping. And Caveman, our true paleo formula, is also 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the specials that we still have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of them are 50% off plus free shipping. We thank you for your support. Let's go back to Charles Ortel. As I just pointed out, Mr. Ortel, you said that you think this is the largest unprosecuted ongoing fraud in history. It may reach hundreds of billions of dollars. You were just saying in the last segment that back in 2004, Mueller and Comey took a pass on doing any audits. You also mentioned briefly the fact that they were collecting money for HIV, something that they weren't doing anything with. Let's talk a little bit about Haiti as well. That's something they collected a great deal of money on, and we've had a lot of people who were there on the ground who said the Clintons did absolutely nothing there. What do you know about Haiti, for example?
Well, unfortunately, I know a lot about Haiti. So what the Clintons did, they've had a longstanding relationship with certain thuggish elements in Haiti, and they landed on that poor island nation, first, in theory, providing HIV/AIDS drugs to, you know, people who may have had that disease in Haiti, beginning sometime around 2003-04 time frame. As I mentioned, a charity can't wake up one morning and say, you know, we're supposed to build a presidential archive in Little Rock, but today let's fight HIV/AIDS in Haiti. You're not allowed to do that. You've mm-hmm. got to go to the IRS first. You got to prove that you've been validly organized and operated at all times, which they were not. You then have to apply for a change in purpose. They never did any of that validly. So they worked around through that. Haiti is, you know, seems to be an island that just cannot catch a break. In comparison, or the portion of the island cannot catch a break. And in 2009, in April of 2009, Bill was appointed special UN envoy, I think, to Haiti. And then they created a company, they shouldn't have done it this way, in Florida, called the William J. Clinton Presidential Foundation Corporation in Florida, strangely. Then in January, I want to say it was January 12th, I may have the date wrong, but around January 12th, 2010, the horrible earthquake hit Haiti and devastated an island yet again. And instantly, you know, appeals began. Bill Clinton started something illegally called the William J. Clinton Haiti Fund, never registered that properly anywhere in the world. Money started pouring towards the idea of helping Haiti. No one knows yet how much money actually went towards Haiti. Some people say $6 billion, some people say $10 billion, some say $13 billion. That's the, wow, in quotes, magic of charity fraud. It's not what's in the books. It's how much money gets sent towards the problem, and then how much money is stolen from, you know, from the victims, and then how much money is declared, and then of the money that's declared, how much of that is stolen. So in 2010, you have a special problem. Barack and Michelle Obama contributed money to, out of the Nobel Peace Prize winnings, to the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund, $200,000. That was not validly organized, that foundation. In addition, the main Clinton Foundation somehow sent $37.2 million to a post office box in Baltimore where there's no Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund registered, and wow, they got their parent company filings wrong. The Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund filings are wrong, and in November 16, 2015, they refiled the parent company financial statements and IRS audit. They're all wrong. It's within the statute of limitations. The real question here is not, you know, is this a fraud? The real question is, why did Rod Rosenstein, who was the U.S. attorney in 2015, why didn't he see this? You know,
yes,
he's
yes,
the same guy on Uranium One. He's the same guy on the crooked Ron Bhoxi generic drug company of India that paid a $500 million fine for selling adulterated drugs, including adulterated HIV drugs that the Clinton Foundation likely distributed. I mean, Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein are in this Clinton Foundation mess every which way from Sunday.
That's right. And that's something that hasn't been widely reported, what you just said, Charles. Most people are saying, hey, look, all three of these guys are involved in this Uranium One thing, but they were involved in so much more even before that. I mean, they've been like, you know, the three amigos covering up all this stuff for Hillary Clinton for a long, long time. And why isn't this being investigated? It's almost like Jeff Sessions doesn't have any control, and is being run by Rod Rosenstein, everything at the DOJ.
Well, I think the Clintons have been very clever. You know, we go back to when he was president and the missing FBI, the FBI files. We don't really know how much dirt the Clintons managed to get on people, rivals in their party, enemies in the Republican Party, independent. We just don't know yet. And as a guest, they hold this dirt over, you know, over different people. And this scandal is it goes across party lines. You know, they're establishment Republicans, they're Obama and Clinton Democrats, and you know they hold loaded guns at one another. Nobody wants to see the shooting. What will happen? How many bodies will get buried here? But the fact is, across America, whether you're a conservative or progressive or an agnostic on politics, nobody is in favor of charity fraud. Nobody is in favor of that. And this is the largest charity fraud ever attempted. It's Robin Hood in reverse. Shame on the Clinton people.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Profiting off of the misery of other people, showing the suffering, grabbing billions of dollars and doing nothing with it and doing it over and over and over again. And yet what we see is that the FBI says, oh, well, sorry, we're not going to give you the servers. Crowdsource tells the FBI, we're not going to give any of that to you. We're not going to let you see that. And they say, oh, okay. And they sheepishly go away. Look at the difference in the way they treated Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Clinton Foundation, the deference that they showed them versus what they do with Paul Manafort. If they really have a real investigation, they do a crack of dawn raid and they take what they want, but not with the Clintons. They have these connections that they just tell them, go away. There's nothing that you're interested in here. And they do.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, I don't know anybody really in the FBI, but I imagine that the line people in the FBI, not the managers, not the people who could be politically corrupted, the line agents in the FBI must be furious. They know this is a fraud. And it's going on as we speak on this broadcast. I mean, it's got to be shut down. We got to have some real attention on the forms that are going to be filed by midnight tonight. Not simply the federal forms, the state forms, the international forms. Shame on the regulators. Shame on the attorneys general for not going after this. Shame on Eric Schneiderman here in New York, who went after Trump on the Trump Foundation for a much smaller set of issues, which did get resolved. While he lets the Clinton Global Initiative University, which is a non-existent organization, you know, go around and pretend that it's a real university and ignore the fact that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton took $17.6 million from the for-profit joint venture partner in Clinton Global Initiative University without declaring it on their foundation forms. Ridiculous.
Wow. And, of course, as you mentioned in the last segment, what we're seeing now with the Obama Library and the Obama Foundation, they're taking this template that has been done by the Clintons and they're applying it and they're going to scale it up. I believe it's going to be much larger. I mean, you just look at the amount of money that they've budgeted for their library. And I think their Obama Foundation is going to be even larger than the Clinton Foundation.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. If you allow this corruption to go on, what you're going to wind up with is something that is increasingly corrupt. And so we'll have to see what happens with these reports that come out tonight. Stay with us for one more segment, and we'll talk about exactly what these reports are that are supposed to be filed by midnight tonight and what could and should be done about this. We're talking to Charles Ortel, charlesortel.com, and you can find him on Twitter at Charles Ortel. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Charles Ortel. He has been studying the Clinton Foundation for 2 years or more, and he has the information. As you just heard, all the facts that he was putting there. If you want to get this information for free, go to charlesortel.com. He's laid this stuff out there. And folks, if maybe what we should do is go there, educate yourself, and then start tweeting this out to your friends and to Jeff Sessions, maybe to Jim Jordan, who will actually maybe do something about this. Get this information widely distributed. I mean, give Mr. Ortel the credit for it. But Charles, we were talking in the last segment, and you mentioned the fact that all the things that Rod Rosenstein has been involved in, many of us are concerned about this, just as we look at that one event around Uranium One and say, you know, these are the guys who have been appointed. Why would he choose Mueller? Why would he, you know, put these same three guys, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Bob Mueller, they're always at the center of this. And a lot of us are very concerned that not only is there obstruction of justice going on, but maybe destruction of evidence that's happening here, because it's always these same guys. And we have these reports that are coming out. So we heard from Nigel Farage earlier. He said, I've got a list here of all these people who accepted money from George Soros. He's just donated $18 billion to the Open Society Foundation. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in that kind of meddling in our election. But, of course, we're talking about a lot more money from Hillary Clinton. What they're concerned about instead is Facebook and $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook. But if George Soros contributes $18 billion, 18,000 times, that's not concerning. And if Hillary Clinton has got this corrupt network that maybe, as you point out, looking at based on your research, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars, they don't want to do an investigation with that. Let's talk a little bit about the Ukraine, Charles.
Sure. So the Clinton Foundation got involved in the Ukraine around 2004 in theory, fighting HIV/AIDS. Now, I've had the pleasure of visiting the Ukraine more than 10 times, and it's actually an interesting place, but it's hopelessly corrupt. And at the time they got involved, in theory, fighting HIV/AIDS, the foundation wasn't authorized for that, yet they started getting these large donations. In fact, during 2004, George Soros Foundation gave $1 million for this effort. And later, after, you know, the initial small money came in, they started getting hundreds of millions of dollars to fight HIV/AIDS, which has never been accounted for. Ukraine is well known as a place where there is, as I mentioned, corruption, heavy involvement of the political families there in corrupt activities. It's a great transshipment point for contraband inside and outside of Western Europe, because it's easy to get from Ukraine, you know, just to drive into Western Europe. Mm-hmm. And they're in bed with something called the Viktor Pinchuk Foundation, which I don't see it being registered properly inside the United States if they have any activities here, though they did seem to participate with Clinton activities here. And Viktor Pinchuk is a person who, when you look closely at him and his wife, very much tied into suspect activities in Iran, and other suspect activities around the world. And there's just person after person. I joke that there's something like Ortel's first law. You take anybody connected to the Clintons, put their name into Google, and then put the word fraud next to it and see what you find out. And it works every time. Try it with Viktor Pinchuk.
Not even 6 degrees of separation, just one.
Right.
Just one. And they have this MO. It appears, as you're talking about this, every time they go into an area, whether it's Haiti or whether it's Ukraine, oh, we're going there to fight HIV. And they start fundraising on that, and then that's the beginning of it. And then they start creating new unregistered, not officially created organizations. They don't go through all the legal paperwork. They never get audited for any of their charities. And they don't fill out the paperwork. I mean, this seems to be the MO everywhere. They're going everywhere around the world doing this.
Yeah, and the rules on the books are actually pretty well thought through in the United States. They depend on ancient precedents going all the way back to Roman times. A U.S. charity operating internationally must be tightly controlled from a U.S. base. It may not engage in any illegal activities anywhere. And the act of filing tax forms over using the mail and soliciting, using telephones, the postage, whatever, these are serious crimes. Corinne Brown in Florida, former congressperson, is due to be sentenced on the 4th of December for a much smaller charity fraud. She's been convicted on 18 counts of fraud and related offenses. And originally, she might have gone away for hundreds of years. She's 7 years old. She's a black congressperson. $800,000 slush fund. This is the declared amount, $2 billion. As I mentioned, I think when you consider all its tentacles, it's more like hundreds of billions, maybe even more than that, around the world. And the Clintons get a pass. Why is that fair?
Yeah, and it's very interesting, too. You know, when you look at this, when you look at what happened, for example, with the emails and the careless, illegal handling of emails that were above top secret, and then the way they hammer people, like the guy who was on the submarine for something that was born classified to the level of confidential, which is the lowest level. When we look at these investigations and we look at what Bob Mueller was doing and expanding the scope of investigations to start to get into financial dealings of the Trump businesses and so forth, as I pointed out before, you know, the financial crimes are very, very easy to prosecute because they're so detail. There's so much paperwork, and it is something that's very easy to get somebody on with financial, with crimes, with transgressions, with income tax, because the income tax laws and the financial crime laws are so complex that you can basically, come in and say, well, this is the way we interpret it, and we think that you did it the other way. That's why they have the lawyers who are always arguing over tax law. But when we look at something like the Clintons, nobody ever even bothers to look at their stuff. And the just completely ignoring the entire legal process is what we're looking at here. And the fact that they never get audited, getting a pass over the most serious crimes like violating national security that everybody else gets hung on. And these other tripwires like financial crimes, income tax type of crimes. And they escape all of these tripwires that get everybody else.
Well, it's surprising until you consider that the top person in the IRS who would have been overlooking this, literally overlooking it for many years, was Lois Lerner.
Yes.
Charity fraud.
That's right.
Charity fraud, you do not need to prove intent. All you need to prove is that people were soliciting, which the Clintons boast about, and then just that the forms that are in the public domain, the federal, state, foreign tax forms, are false and materially misleading. That's all you have to prove. And the penalties here apply not just to the Clintons, not just to the trustees, the accounting firms, but to the donors. If a donor like the Gates Foundation contributes to a public charity that is not actually a public charity, the IRS has the right to go in and assess massive fines, even to shut down the Gates Foundation and the other big donors that are private foundations, and to take their assets, to seize their assets.
Boy, that's a very important point. That's why it was so important when the tax-deferred status and was being held up by Lois Lerner for conservative organizations. As you point out, anybody that donated money to them, they would be a target of a crime as well. So withholding that declaration, keeping that out there as something they could go after the donors while looking the other way for everything that the Clintons are doing and never auditing them, that goes back to the IRS, it goes back to Lois Lerner, and it even goes back to Koskinen, who stayed in as a holdover from the Obama administration. He's just been replaced, not because he was fired by Trump, but just because they did not renew his appointment. It just, they let it expire. They're afraid of these people, aren't they?
Exactly. And, you know, we're sitting here trying to get tax reform done. We have to use static scoring, not dynamic scoring. That's going to show it's a tight, you know, it's going to be tough. But if you added in a one-line gain from going after these, there's $5 trillion in American charities. Some percentage of those are crooked. If you added in the one-time gain that you might get in 18, 19, and 20 from assiduously going back over the biggest charities, the big universities, I went to Yale and to Harvard, you look at them. Why were they supporting the Clinton Foundation? Why was Columbia supporting it? Why were the Rockefeller people supporting it? And many others. You look at the big ones first. They're not supposed to be machines to make the donors to these institutions richer than they already are. They're not supposed to create private gain. They're not supposed to engage in illegal activity. Yet, the Clinton Foundation is wholly engaging in illegal activity and funded by many of the smartest people in the world, richest foundations around the world, also by governments, by foreign governments.
Boy, that's an important point, Charles. As we're looking at this tax reform, and of course, everybody, Washington Post discovered it last week. Congressional Budget Office said, hey, we've scored this and it'll increase over a decade, the cumulative debt by $1.5 trillion. Well, we increased over the 8 years of Obama. We went from a $10 trillion debt to a $20 trillion debt. So why would they be concerned about that? But as you point out, if they could recapture the money that was fraudulently put into these charity organizations, that would go a huge way towards recovering the deficit that we have that's going to add to the debt on an annual basis. That's very important. Charles Ortel has very important research that you can find at charlesortel.com. As you just heard, all the detail of the research that he's been doing over a couple of years, you can find that at charlesortel.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Charles Ortel. Thank you for joining us, Charles. It was a very fascinating interview. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. That was a very fascinating interview with Charles Ortel. He has a great deal of information from years of research that he has done on the Clinton Foundation. What a cesspool of corruption is the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, the Obama Foundation patterned right on that, and we are going to have more and more corruption in the District of Criminals until we start having people who will enforce the law. People and attorney generals who are not afraid to look under this pile of filth and to get in there and clean it out. It's a shame that we've got Jeff Sessions tiptoeing around this. Clearly he doesn't know anything that's going on. It's very well known about what's been going on for a long time with Bob Mueller, with James Comey, and with Rod Rosenstein, his deputy attorney general, who then gets to appoint his cronies to do the investigation. That's just beyond belief. And then tiptoeing around these issues with Jim Jordan, laying out the facts emphatically with Attorney General Sessions yesterday. It's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to look into this. I don't know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you know, we're looking at this tax bill that is floating through here. Earlier in the week, we had Mitch McConnell saying, well, the middle class in America may see tax hikes. That's your establishment GOP for you. We voted for tax reform. We voted to get rid of Obamacare, but Mitch McConnell doesn't do it. He's no different from the Democrats. And quite frankly, I don't really care if they got a Republican majority or not. If this is the way they're going to do it, as they're talking about how they don't trust, they want to try Roy Moore in the court of public opinion, but they won't let the voters, who should be the jury, they're not going to abide by that decision. They're very worried that the voters aren't going to decide the way Mitch McConnell wants. So he's out there talking about how, well, we're going to expel him, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Just as you heard the establishment GOP say, well, you know, we don't really like the fact that Trump was chosen by the voters in the primaries. So we're going to maybe have a brokered convention. All the same people. Mitt Romney, Kasich, Mitch McConnell, all these same people saying, yeah, we don't like what the voters decided, so we're going to do it ourselves. You do it yourself. You see what happens. We're going to get you out one way or the other. If we don't have Mitch McConnell, if you can block or expel whoever the voters of Alabama choose because they're not up to, they don't suit you, they're not controlled by you, then we're going to get rid of you. Bob Corker's already bailed after seeing the results of the primary there. So they're talking about this. The only good thing that's happened in the last 24, 48 hours is that Rand Paul came back to the Senate. And what he said was, as he was coming back, he said, I'm going to try to get Obamacare mandates repealed. And interestingly enough, it appears that he did. They're now talking about that being in the tax reform package. And a lot of people are saying, well, I don't think this is going to fly now because now we're pulling Obamacare back in and these Republicans won't do what they promised to do over and over again in elections. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. You really want to go 0-2 against the American voters? You really want to brag about how you're not going to seat the people that they vote for? You know, Rand Paul, what he has proposed here is something that will not only cut the deficit, but it'll also cut regulation. That's a very important thing. That's precisely what has to happen. And as we look at the fact that Mitch McConnell is saying, oh, well, I don't know, a middle class might see tax increases. Over the last few days, we've had articles even like this from the Washington Post of all things. I don't feel wealthy. The upper middle class is worried about paying for the tax overhaul. That's what they've been floating, what the Republicans have been floating.
As we see, the richest 1% have more money than the poorest half of the world's population. Why? Because it's never enough. Remember John D. Rockefeller? Some reporter once asked him, he said, how much money is enough, Mr. Rockefeller? And he said, just a little more. It's like a drug. It's an addiction for these people. The money, the power, they can never have enough. They're constantly writing more regulations so they get more power. And we're never going to have campaign finance reform until we reform the money and power that is flowing into Washington. It is a black hole, and it's pulling in that power and corruption. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Scott Adams, the guy who does the Dilbert cartoons. And he's written a new book, Win Bigly. And it is going to be very interesting to hear him talk about the tactics and the techniques that President Trump used to get elected. How he communicates was a very, very important part of this. He's constantly mocked and criticized by the establishment media, and yet Scott Adams predicted long before most people. He said, whether you like him or not, I mean, he's not necessarily a Trump supporter, but he said, this guy knows how to communicate. He knows how to convince the public, how to be authentic. So it's going to be very interesting. He's written a book on it. Written a book on what Trump does that's different, that wins bigly. So that's going to be a very interesting interview coming up. As I said in the news at the top of the hour, it's very important the effect of just one senator. You know, Rand Paul was taken out by that that attack from behind by his neighbor. He got mowed down while he's mowing his lawn. Very serious injury, but he's back in the Senate now, and he tweeted out before he came back. He says, I'm going to introduce something here to get rid of the Obamacare mandates. That will save them $300 billion just to end the subsidies that would be as a part of these mandates. It's a situation where they can cut the deficit and they can cut regulations. And that's the direction that we need to go. We don't need to be raising taxes on the middle class as Mitch McConnell wants to do in the Senate. No, we need to cut spending and we need to cut mandates and regulations. That's the way to go. And Rand Paul, I think, it just shows you what one senator can do. And it shows you how vital it is to replace the cartel that is led by Mitch McConnell. It's vital for us to do that. Absolutely, absolutely imperative. And just before we went to break, I said, you know, we keep seeing this consolidation of income, and there's a reason for this. It's the people like Mitch McConnell. The richest 1% have more money than the poorest half of the world's population. And he's going to come after the middle class. He's going to cut off those bottom rungs of the ladder. That's what we get from the Democrats. That's what we get from the establishment Republicans. And this other article that came out the end of last week, talking about how Delta was going to introduce a, not just bigger seats for people in first class, but they're going to have a suite. that's what we're really saying. You know, when I look at the airline industry in general, it's kind of become a metaphor for the sad 21st century. They treat us like criminals. You have to go through this scanning vetting process that is something out of a dystopian science fiction nightmare, increasingly that way every day. You have absolutely no respect, no rights. It's this authoritarian system that is run by people with blue gloves and the little power-tripping airline people that are a part of this situation. So, this is for your security. We got to take away all your freedom and your rights. Meanwhile, the seats are shrinking everywhere else, but they're building suites in first class. I've said once before, you know, when you look at the history of aviation, go to a museum and you look at the history of what happened with planes in the 20th century, it was amazing to see how rapidly the technology advanced and how wonderful it was. And it was really kind of a, you could look at it and you say, well, the advancements that we've seen has really been, like one engineer friend of mine said, he looked at it and he said, it's really kind of a story of the advancement of engine technology. The planes get faster and faster. They got the basics down of aerodynamics, and then they started putting faster and faster engines on them, getting bigger planes, and travel got better and better until you get to 2001. And then with September 11th and the Patriot Act and all the other stuff that they put in, then the airlines became a metaphor not of freeing up people, but a metaphor that showed how they were going to crack down and control us in every aspect of our life. And as one of the most awful, as we're coming up to the Thanksgiving break, my wife said, can we go somewhere? And I said, I absolutely will not do it because I hate to fly. And the places that she's talking about going, we would have to fly or would spend so much time driving that we wouldn't be able to get back. So it's like, just forget it. I don't even want to travel anymore. It is such an oppressing and depressing situation to go to the airports. It's just horrible. But they're going to roll that out everywhere. That's what the Vegas shooting was about. They want to roll out that kind of treatment to all the public places. They want to put it in Vegas. They want to put it in the amusement parks in Orlando. They've already got checkpoints there. That's the 21st century for you. And that's what we have. It's no longer freedom, technology that makes us freer, technology that allows us to make choices and fly, but it is government repression working hand in glove with big corporations like the people who run the airlines. And we're going to have more of that. It's going to move to our automobiles. It's going to move to every aspect of our life. They won't stop at the automobiles. They'll harass us when we walk down the streets in their walled-in cities. It just continues. And so when you look at these, now they're going to shrink the seats for everybody else and build suites in first class. Let's talk about deregulation. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're seeing some of the people like Reason Magazine and even The Economist, they point out, saying, well, maybe Trump is right to brag about deregulation in the last year. He said in a brief telephone call with the New York Times, Trump said his biggest accomplishment, he thinks, is the focus on deregulation. We've seen a lot of that at the EPA. And The Economist says the impact of the Trump administration has been dramatic. The flow of new rules is suddenly now a dribble. See, that's one of the key things. It's not creating 80,000 pages of rules every year. And the only way that they can get that done is if the Congress abdicates its lawful duty to regulatory agencies who then create these regulations. And guess what? When you violate their regulations, they will be the ones who decide whether or not you violated it. You will have no presumption of innocence. So that should make Mitt Romney very happy. And you will have no protection against excessive fines either because they say, well, this is a regulation, it's not a law. Yeah, right. Who do they think they're fooling here? They talk about in this Reason magazine, they said the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations. If you looked at this back in 1970, if somebody sat there for reading 250 words per minute, 40 hours per week, 50 weeks per year, you could read through the whole thing just short of a year. But now, in 2016, it's going to take 2 years. I'm surprised that it's only grown, only doubled in that amount of time. They say there's so many rules, they change so fast, you need a supercomputer to deal with them. Meanwhile, as we pointed out last week, when Trump talked about a new world trade order, what he was saying was we're going to have trade rules that are not going to be determined by a supranational organization. Yes, we want trade. And I think it's ironic that the people in the Wall Street Journal and others who were saying that Trump was going to be a protectionist, they're the ones pushing for sanctions against various countries that they want to screw the pressure down on for geopolitical reasons. And yet Trump is saying, hey, we want to have deals, but we want to make those deals one-on-one. with other countries. Instead of saying we're going to create something like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they're going to tell us which industries will succeed, which ones will fail, and who gets to change, who gets to do the trade deals. And I think, as I said before, when we look at climate, that has been one of the biggest successes. This article here from James Dellingpole at Breitbart says, all hail Trump's U.S., the only honest nation at the Bonn Climate Conference conducted by the U.N. All of them are saying, hey, we're all in the Paris Climate Agreement. And then they come out and they say, but it's not really going to make any difference. Even if you believe their models that say that there is a direct relationship between the increase in CO2 and global temperatures, and then follow the projections that they make with that, even with that, they say, well, that's only 30% of what we needed. So they admit it wasn't going to make any difference. But guess what it was going to make a difference with? It's going to make a difference with our economy. It would have throttled the U.S. It would have allowed China to continue to build the dirtiest coal plants anywhere, and India as well. Continue to do that for years before they ever even capped it, let alone pulled it back. And as James Dellingpole says, you and I might think this is a good thing. America, land of the free, the last bastion of common sense, the final redoubt of Western civilization in a world all but overwhelmed by the green lunacy of the climate industrial complex. That's exactly what it is. All right, stay with us. We're going to talk to Scott Adams when we come back. It should be very entertaining. I'm David Knight.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, the fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos, or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Scott Adam. Of course, he is the creator of Dilbert cartoons, appears in over 2,000 newspapers in 57 countries worldwide, 19 different languages, even had an animated TV show. Now, Scott was one of the first guys to predict that Trump would win the Republican nomination and the general election in a landslide, but he endorsed Hillary Clinton, and I'll let him tell you why he endorsed Hillary Clinton. He had a great reason for endorsing Hillary Clinton. So joining us now, and of course his website is blog.dilbert.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Scott Adams Says. So joining us now is Scott Adams. Thank you for joining us, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, just to recap, why you endorsed Hillary Clinton. You had a very funny reason for doing it.
Well, I started out not endorsing anyone because I was writing about persuasion. I've got a background as a trained hypnotist, and I've been studying persuasion for decades. And I was writing about Trump's powers of persuasion as opposed to his politics. But, mm-hmm. of course, people interpreted that as being a Trump supporter. And where I live in Northern California, it was physically dangerous to be a Trump supporter. So for my safety, I publicly endorsed Clinton for a few months anyway. That didn't last. But I did it just to put myself out of the blast zone. And weirdly, it worked. So persuasion-wise, it was a perfect play because the Clinton, the Hill bullies, I called them, who were just terrible bullies and had labeled me a Hitler helper, and which essentially marked me for violence. Because if you actually believe that Trump is Hitler and you believe that I'm Joseph Goebbels, which was the accusation after a while on Twitter anyway, that does give you moral license for violence. And I just needed to get out of that. So
you get that Hillary topic. Clinton sign out in the yard, and it's kind of like garlic over the doorway for vampires, or the blood pass over me, from the angel of death from the Democrat Party. Let's talk a little bit before we get to you. I want to focus on your book, because now you've written a book about this, came out on October the 31st, about Trump's persuasion techniques and what's interesting about that. And the title of the book is Win Bigly. And you should have huge sales on that, because it sounds very fascinating. But I want to get a quick comment from you about the trip in Asia that we just saw with Donald Trump. One of the most interesting things I thought was that in Hanoi, at a Domino Pizza, they had a person who had posters of Trump, and they were talking about how popular Trump was in Vietnam, and people were reading his business books. This was supposedly the domino theory. Remember, we had the Vietnam War. You and I are old enough to remember that. Mm-hmm. And that was all based on the domino theory, but that's now been replaced with Domino's Pizza. And even in Hanoi, they're looking at how they can voluntarily work with people and persuade each other to, here, buy my pizza.
Yeah, it turns out that they treat the president as a rock star. They like success and power, and he projects both of those things. But what I think was the big story that I haven't really seen framed the way I'm going to frame it right now is that this trip was mostly about North Korea. And if you notice, our president went over there and was treated as probably the most welcomed and flattered president of all time. And he literally did the trip where he encircled North Korea and left the indelible message with North Korea that all the people around you are our good friends and they love me. which has got to be a chilling message if you're literally surrounded by all the people who love the guy that you're afraid of. So I think Kim Jong-un is thinking about his mortality in a way he never has with prior administrations.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's taking the 10,000 foot elevation approach, or the fact that he went to all the different countries surrounding North Korea. Let's talk a little bit about the different things that you saw in Trump's persuasive tactics. One of the things that you talk about is that it triggered massive cognitive dissonance. It's kind of interesting. Right. I always thought that here's a guy who's been, you know, married 3 times. And some of his biggest supporters were the religious right. I mean, there's some cognitive dissonance there for you. How did he overcome that objection?
Well, one of the things that candidate Trump did well, and now President Trump, is he does leave some strategic ambiguity that allows you to read into him whatever you want to see. Mm-hmm. So, for example, on immigration, when he had his extreme views about shipping everybody back who had been minding their own business, except they were illegal immigrants, I saw that and said, oh, that's just the first offer. He'll give that up so he can at least get rid of M13 and, you know, MI13, whoever they are, and, you know, do what he needs to do. And that's what happened. But people who wanted to see the more extreme thing saw that. So people were reading into him what they wanted to see. And on the religious question, he says, well, you know, the Bible's a great book and I'm religious and I'm a Christian. If you want to believe that's who he is, he's given you plenty of evidence to do that. But there are other people who say, well, it sounds like he's just sort of saying that because he needs to say that to get elected. And for those people, they find some comfort in the fact that he's not turning it into a theocracy. So you can actually see it both ways and be fine with it. And he does that intentionally, I'm sure.
And you know, that happened, this happened with a lot of presidents before Trump. I mean, I remember, we had, Harry Belafonte coming out about Obama after a few years and said, this isn't the guy that I voted for. We projected our values onto him. He was an empty slate. He wasn't very well known, kind of like Donald Trump. You know, Obama wasn't very well known. He hadn't been around in the national politics for a very long time. And Harry Belafonte was saying, we projected what we wanted him to be onto him. And after a few years, he said, wait a minute, this isn't the guy at all that I wanted him to be. regret, you know.
yeah. No, politics aside, President Obama was extraordinarily good on the influence game. He was very persuasive. And I would say that his strongest game is the one that Hillary Clinton got wrong, and it probably cost her the election. The great thing about Obama, and the thing that allowed him to walk into the presidency for 2 terms, is that he was our first black president who never made a point of saying, hey, elect me because I'm black. That if he had ever said that, that would have been the end of his potential.
But right, he let surrogates make that point for him.
Yeah. Right. Which was exactly the right thing to do. That made everybody comfortable with it. And the country was ready, obviously. Now with Hillary Clinton, she did a mistake that's called selling past the clothes. Right. If you're buying something at a store and you've agreed to buy it and you're walking to the cash register, you don't want the person who's selling it to you to say, you know, this was a really good choice. It's one of the top 2 products you could have bought, because you're going to say, really? What's the other one? And suddenly you don't have the sale anymore. Right. So Hillary Clinton came of age at a time when the country was totally ready for a woman to be president. I never heard one person object to it on that basis. But then she made the mistake of saying that her gender was an advantage. And as soon as she said that, it was completely counter to her own brand, which was, let's, you know, treat everybody equally and that sort of thing. And as soon as she called out a gender as having an advantage to run for president, that didn't sit well with anyone, I don't think. And it had nothing to do with her being a woman. It was about
except for her close supporters in the media, people like Newsweek, who said, Madam President, remember they jumped the gun on that, and they made such a big deal about the fact that, yeah, she's our first female president. That became the sole qualification for Hillary in her mind, because she did have a bit of a spotty record, as we were just talking to Charles Ortel. We're going to be right back with Scott Adams. And again, the book that he wrote was Win Bigly. How did President Trump persuade people and continue to persuade people? We'll be right back.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. It is
These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. As pointed out before, it's in 2,000 newspapers, 57 countries, 19 languages. And he's got a new book about President Trump and persuasive techniques. As you can tell from the title, there's a lot of humor in it. Win bigly. And as they point out, if you want to be able to influence and persuade other people, this is a great read. And he doesn't just talk about President Trump. He talks about Steve Jobs, for example. I want to talk to him about that as well. Before we get back to Scott Adams, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com.
supports this program, supports everything that we do here. We had big specials last week on the one-year anniversary of President Trump winning and Hillary Clinton losing. And we have extended many of those to this week. We have added some new ones. We've added Z-Shield that brings you toxic metal and chemical defense support for your immune system. And that is now 50% off plus free shipping. We have Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off with free shipping. And we have continued Biome Defense, our popular probiotic formula, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, Vitamin B12 formula, as well as Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Both of those, 50% off with free shipping. There's many specials that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're not familiar with the products, take a look at the reviews that we have there. We have a third-party review site that curates those reviews. You can see what other people are saying about that. Do your own research. It's a great way to support your health, to support the health of your family, and to support free press. That's what InfoWars is about. And we're under attack economically as well as other types of censorship. You were just talking about that earlier in the program. Congressional committees saying, isn't there some way that we can shut down InfoWars? I mean, they're saying this openly. It's absolutely insane. And it's only your support that keeps this program going. All right, let's get back to Scott Adams again. His book is Win Bigly. It was an instant New York Times bestseller. And you know, when we're looking at this, Scott, Hillary Clinton is still trying to figure out what happened. Maybe you should send her a copy of your book and tell her this is what happened. You just mentioned one of the things that she did wrong. What else did she do wrong in this election to lose this? I mean, she owned the DNC. She had friendly media that were feeding her questions about debates even before they happened. You know, Donna Brazile was feeding her this stuff. I mean, what happened to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I'll give you some examples just of her persuasion game that was a little off. One of the things that she did on Twitter, and she did it continuously, it was part of a pattern, is that she would start a tweet that was going to be negative about candidate Trump, and she'd say, imagine a President Trump. And then if you click through, it would be some nightmare scenario that if he were president, something bad would happen. Now, anybody trained in persuasion would know that if you're running against a candidate whose biggest problem is that people can't imagine him being president, it was actually hard to imagine him being president. And she solved that for him because people generally remember the first part of a message and they sort of forget the second part, especially if they need to click to see it. Because after the pattern had been established, people probably saw the tweet and said, imagine President Trump. And then they figured, well, I don't need to click on it because I'm something bad over there. You know, I get the idea. So she just continually told the country to imagine President Trump until they could.
That's a great insight. Because here's a guy that had no political experience whatsoever. And immediately he jumps from not, you know, having been a dog catcher or city councilor or mayor or governor to president. And so she puts it out there, imagine him as president over and over again.
Let me give you the my favorite example of that. So both candidates showed did an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Now, somebody of that stature gets to approve any skit they're in. There's no doubt about that. So President Trump approved a skit in which he was shown as the president in the Oval Office, again, solving his biggest problem, that people just couldn't imagine him in the job. So they solved it by giving him the visual that everybody remembered. Now, I don't remember any of the jokes that were at his expense, but I can clearly remember him in the Oval Office because your visual sense overwhelms any other memory you have. Now, compare that to Hillary Clinton, who also had a veto over any skit she was in, and she approved a skit in which she appeared as a drunken candidate in a bar. At a time when that was certainly going to surface as maybe an issue against the only candidate we've seen, at least that I know of, who was a non-drinker.
I remember that very clearly. Yeah.
At a time that we knew that 24-hour access to the president for emergency situations was important. You couldn't do persuasion worse than she did it or better than he did it. And that was a pretty stark example.
And not only is she kind of drunk and at a bar, but they're commiserating. I remember that skit very well. And they're commiserating about, this just isn't working. I mean, she's looking like a loser in every respect. I mean, not just that she's hanging out at a bar, non-presidential and drinking and everything, but also complaining about how stuff isn't going right for her. I mean, it was a total loss. That's great.
Yeah, I loved also I also love their campaign slogan difference. You had "Make America Great Again," all strong, powerful words. "Make" is manufacture, you know, "America Great Again." You know, it had everything going for it. Even had a percussion. "Make America Great Again." It was fun to say. And compare that to one of her 85 potential. I think there were actually 85 of them. Yeah, "I'm with her," which literally is more about her than America.
Yes.
I mean, you can't fail harder on that. I'm with her. And then it also called out her gender as an advantage, which again worked exactly against her own brand. So that was a pretty hard fail.
That's amazing. You know, one of the things that you've got here on the information sheet about your book, Win Bigly, and that's the one that just came out the end of October. One of the things you said, this is access to the admin passwords to human beings. A must read if you care about persuading people in any field. I think that's a key thing. One of the things that kind of sticks out in this to me, maybe we'll wait until, let's go ahead and do that now. We got a couple of minutes here. One of the things you talked about was Steve Jobs, for example. Talk about Steve Jobs and what he did, because people talk about how he had a reality distortion field. He could orchestrate these big events. It doesn't seem to be that big of an event anymore when Tim Cook does it, does it?
Yeah. My favorite anecdote was when the iPhone, I think it was the 4, came out and it had the antenna problem, where if you held it in your hand in a certain way, it would drop the call. Now, what could be worse for a company than making a handheld device that won't work if you hold it in your hand? It could not have been a worse PR nightmare. And there were a few days that went by before Steve Jobs replied, but when he did, it was persuasion perfection, and it went like this. He said, first of all, here's the genius part. He said, all smartphones have problems. We want to make our customers happy. Here's what we're going to do. And it was almost that short. And the next day, because he had raised the question from, does iPhone have a problem, to all smartphones have problems. If you looked at the news coverage the next day, it was all about how smartphones all have problems. He changed the context completely and reframed it. And the problem went away almost overnight because they did offer a fix that was workable enough. Now, the reason I know that there was some serious persuasion here is that in the Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson, Isaacson mentions that Jobs saw my blog, in which I mentioned exactly what I just said now, what a genius of persuasion it was, and actually forwarded my blog around to his staff to show him that his persuasion worked. So anybody who thinks any of this is not intentional is missing a great show.
Yeah. Steve Jobs was not just lucky. He knew precisely how to communicate. Right. And of course, he was a great editor too. That was one of the things that, the guy who runs Oracle said, you know, he liked his yacht, and he said he ordered one exactly like it, except he went in and he changed every little detail so that once he got finished with it, it was absolutely nothing like, his yacht. And, that's one of the key things there. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other bullet points that you've got about persuading people in your book. And again, the book is Win Bigly. You just heard some of the amusing but very perceptive insights from Scott Adams. This is a must read. And when we come back, I'm going to ask him if we can get it on audiobook yet, because that's the way I would have to go through his book. I've got so much news to read. As entertaining as this book is, I hope that it is on an audiobook, because I think it'd be a great listen. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We'll be talking to Scott Adams. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind, super blue, fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the super blue, fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're running the biggest specials. We've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Scott Adams, his new book. Of course, he's the creator of Dilbert. His new book is Win Bigly. Just went on sale October the 31st. It's been about 2 weeks, but of course, it was an instant New York Times bestseller. I want to ask him a little bit more of some of the tactics that are here, because he's basically telling you how anybody can succeed by using the powers of persuasion. And so he looks at some of the unique things that President Trump did. We've been talking about how Trump succeeded where Hillary Clinton failed in persuasion. That's really what happened. Do not let Hillary Clinton know about this book. We do not want her to know what happened. We want to keep her in the dark, doing her worldwide misery tour, blaming everybody and everything except herself. So do not let her get Scott Adams' book, Win Bigly. Scott, I was just, as we're going to break, I was just saying, you know, I'd like to listen to this on audiobook. Do you have this on audiobook?
I do. I read it myself, and you can get it on audiobook. And that was a big deal for me, because
You promise there's no subliminal hypnotism in this, right? That I'm not going to have a problem listening to this while I drive, right?
I'm only trying to make you like the book. So okay. I hope that part works.
Good, good. All right. So it's on audiobook. I'll be getting this then. Let's talk a little bit about, some of the things that you've got here. One of the things that you say is, you want to get people, if you're going to be a persuader, you want to get people to respond to emotion and not reason. Give us an example of that.
Well, emotions, probably too broad a word. We're trying to get people to respond irrationally. Now, one of the things that you learn as a hypnotist, and I learned this in hypnosis school, is that the world is sort of upside down from the way the common view of the world is. The common view is that we're rational people most of the time, let's say 90% of the time, but 10% of the time we get a little crazy. The hypnotist learns right away that the world is opposite of that. We're irrational 90% of the time, and only once in a while do we act rationally when it doesn't matter and when there's no emotion involved. So an example of irrational behavior is that we're more influenced by visual images than we are by words or sounds. Our visual part of our brain, it just dominates. So if you look at the types of things that President and before that candidate Trump was saying, instead of saying, I think we need better border security as a concept, we'll use different mechanisms on different parts of the border, you would have forgotten that immediately. Instead, he says it's going to be a wall. And he acts like it's going to be a wall the whole way, even knowing that, of course, it wasn't going to be the entire span. But to keep it simple and also to inject a little bit of wrongness in it, especially the length of the wall and also that Mexico was going to pay for it, that bit of intentional wrongness, you see it in everything he does, his tweets, his rally speeches, et cetera. And that's what keeps your mind just glued to it. Because your brain has evolved to ignore anything that's normal, because otherwise you would be overwhelmed with just normal things that didn't matter. You're trained to recognize things that are out of place. So if he'd said we need better border security, people would have said, well, that's what everybody wants. That's completely normal. But if you say it's going to be a wall the entire way and Mexico is going to pay for it, it's hard to think about anything else all day long. And the things that you think about, especially visual things, your imagination of the wall, they rise in importance in your mind. So even if you thought that wasn't the biggest issue, it starts to become the biggest issue just because you think about it and talk about it so much. So that was part of his brilliance, was the visual persuasion with a little bit of wrongness. And you see that a lot.
And you're talking about a little bit of wrongness. Directionally accurate, as you put it, directionally accurate, but exaggerated as well, you know, so, and everybody can visualize what he's talking about with that wall. That's the picture, whether they like it or they don't like it. That was what everybody was focusing on, was the wall.
Yeah. And the big question everybody asked me is, isn't he a con man? Isn't he manipulating? And I always say it always goes to intention. And that the same thing with his, failure to satisfy all the fact checkers, if I could put it in the nicest possible way. If you look at his persuasion, whether it meets the fact checkers or not, it is, as far as I know, always in a direction that at least a Republican would consider a good place for the whole. In other words, they're not selfish persuasions. They're persuasions that should be good for the country, according to a Republican perspective. And I'm not a Republican, but I observe them.
That's right. So, when you're looking at this, and another part of this is what you call the linguistic kill shot, something like Crooked Hillary, where he distills it down to the essence. I think it's one of the reasons why he's such an effective communicator on Twitter. I mean, he doesn't need really more than 128 characters, two will be fine.
Yeah.
Two words,
People generally didn't understand in the beginning how powerful and how well engineered these little nicknames or linguistic kill shots, as I call them, were. But I have training in that area. As I said, I'm a trained hypnotist. And the first day that I heard the term low energy Jeb, I said publicly and loudly that that's the end of Jeb Bush. He's reframed him in a way that you can never see him the same way. And that framing will be reinforced, which is part of the genius of how he does it. Every time you see him, you're going to say, oh, I used to think he was this calm, cool, collected executive type, Jeb Bush, just the kind of person you want in power. But now he looks a little droopy. He looks a little bit, low energy.
And he got to the essence of it as well, because Jeb knew that he was low energy. That's why he put the exclamation behind his name, right? Trying to not look low energy. I mean, it was just hanging there for somebody to point it out. No other politician would just go right to the core of it and say that. They would just dance around it. They would try to get surrogates to say it. But he says, hey, he's got that exclamation mark. He's just low energy.
But if you think back when he first started using these nicknames, he was widely mocked and condemned. This is a candidate Trump for being childish, for being inappropriate, non-presidential. But if you fast forward to today, you'll find that pretty much 100% of experts in the field of persuasion and linguistics are going to tell you, oh yeah, that was really good. And all of them were good and all of them were engineered. None of it was random.
Well, you look at it and they had it lined up so that it was going to be Hillary Clinton. She owned, and now we see it, literally bought the Democrat Party. They were heavily in debt to Obama. She came in and said, all right, I'll bail you out, but I'm going to call the shots from here on out. We've now seen Donna Brazile talk about that. We've seen the memos. And then you had Jeb Bush. He had this massive war chest of $150 million, I think. So they were really kind of the anointed ones. The press will always go in and look and say, well, you know, what is your campaign budget? How much money have you got? That's how they determine what a serious candidate is. But he comes in and with these linguistic kill shots of low energy Jeb and crooked Hillary, he takes the things that are most negative about them and just nailed it with that, and he didn't need to spend all of that money. I mean, he spent so little compared to everybody else because he had these kill shots, these persuasive techniques that you lay out in the book, Win Bigly.
Yeah, I think if you were to try to measure persuasiveness, it's hard to measure. But if you look at money as a persuader, typically the person who can spend the most has a big advantage. But if you look at candidate Trump spending half of what Clinton spent and still beating her in the Electoral College, which was the only contest he was in. You know, Hillary won the contest.
He understood that. She didn't understand it was the Electoral College was the contest. She didn't even know what the rules of the game were because typically the rules don't apply to her. So why should the Electoral College, right? But yeah, he knew what the game was and he beat her with the persuasive techniques, didn't he?
Yeah. So on a cost per vote, you know, he obviously dominated, and the difference is his persuasive ability, more so than even the policies he chose, because Ted Cruz, for example, had pretty similar policies, as did many of the Republicans. And in the end, it wasn't the change or the policies, because all the Republican candidates offered change and Republican-like policies, but he's the one who could close a deal at half the price.
That's right. And there were 17 candidates. I mean, he had to, you know, here's a guy with no political experience in the past, and he had to take out 17 different candidates. As you point out, many of them had very similar policies, and Hillary Clinton really only had a serious opposition from Bernie Sanders. Let me give out your blog again. We've got just a little bit of time here. Blog is it's blog.dilbert.com. Twitter is @ScottAdamsSays, and this book looks great, Scott. And I'm really glad that you've got this on audiobook. Win Bigly is the name of the book. Your final comments. We've got about 30 seconds or so.
Well, final comments is I think that you're going to see President Trump's performance look a lot better than people assumed when all the news organizations do their year-end review, because the common thought on the anti-Trump side is he hasn't gotten anything done. But it's going to be hard to ignore the very long list of actual accomplishments he's done. Still needs to get health care taxes done, but
yes.
But it's going to be a long list.
Yes, and we have seen a lot of economic recovery. Of course, he's done some things to get around the Republicans. They've been pretty effective in blocking their own candidates, so we'll see what happens with it. But he has done a great job in terms of cutting regulations, even Reason, which doesn't like President Trump and The Economist. They have admitted that. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott Adams. I'm David Knight. That concludes our broadcast for today. Stay tuned. Alex Jones is coming up.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.